Baba Basra.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, so we'll work on the end of the rush that we started yesterday, and we'll talk about the Ksos, and then that will be it for as far as Baba Basra Dabbeis. We'll do a little Nyan Diyoma afterwards, and for tomorrow will be completely Nyan Diyoma. It's early Shir tomorrow. Although I may take Taka a Gemara and Baba Basra as the segue for what we'll do tomorrow as well. So we'll maybe send my Makomos possibly, but if you don't prepare them, that's also fine. Okay, so let's do the Rush Simon Beis again, the second part now that we'll focus on. The first part of the Rush, we said yesterday, was the question of Chazaka, establishing a chazaka with regard to not building the kosel, because we should say that the mochel has a gri'ia, the fact that time has passed, and we talked about the time being 3 years. That's the shita sarash, cheskas tashmishin is 3 years. So if they were quiet, so then if Reuven says to Shimon, it's time for us to chip in to build a kosel together, so maybe Shimon should tie in the back. No, because 3 years have passed and I've established a chazaka not to have to be mishtatif for the kosel. And that's what we find for other types of situations, as we noted yesterday in the third parak and cheskas tashmishin in the second parak, harchakas nezikin v'chuli. So why can we not argue the same thing over here? So the Rush says two reasons why you can't establish a chazaka here in our Mishnah for hezek re'iyah. And the reason is because in our case of the Mishnah, the hezek re'iyah is going two ways, not just one way. Like, for example, if a person is poseach a chalon into someone else's chatzer, and so on, bayis, there you could talk about the possibility of establishing chazaka to have the chalon and not have to close it up. But since here it's a two-way street, therefore the taina of the one who's tovea now after 3 years to build a kosel together will be that, why didn't I speak up? What's the basis for chazaka? The fact that he wasn't mochel for all this time, so that would show that that the other person's taina is correct, that he had the right now to remain without having to make any accommodations, and he's zoche not to have to do a kosel. So he'll say no, because I didn't say anything, because just as much as I have to speak, you have to speak too. So I figured you'd be the first one to speak up, and therefore I didn't speak up. And that's a reason why you can't pin anything on me that I didn't make a macha, and therefore must be your zoche and must be your correct. No, it's not a riot. That's point number one. What's point number two? It's similar to what the Gemara says in Daf Chav Gimel, that there are certain types of behaviors, some certain types of ishtamshus that a person might be doing that is considered so egregious and so difficult to cope with and so hard to tolerate that chazak is not established for that. That's kutra, for example, smoke, ube sakise. So situations like that, no chazak is established. Says the Rush, hezek re'iyah is similar to that. It's not just a once in a while type of thing where the person doesn't have to look. A chatzar is open for everybody and it's so obvious he's going to be there all the time, and therefore it would not allow for a chazak. Okay, that is the first chelk of the Rush. What we noted yesterday is clearly the Rush is discussing this issue because he thinks about the halacha of chiyuv kosel in terms of the inyan called achakas nezikin. And achakas nezikin has within it the possibility of establishing a chazaka, except a chutra besakise. And so too, we should say the same thing here, and that's why the Rush speaks about the fact that they're mazik each other, it's different, but the Rush is speaking in terms of the idea of being mazik, and you have to be machik, so to speak, by building a kosel. More of that we can bedike from next part of the Rush, but we have to learn it carefully. This is all based on a chazaka that should indicate that there was a mechila, you could say, or a transaction that he has a right to have himself there without building a kosel. However, says the Rush, suppose we have edim. Aval yesh edim shemachalu hashutfin ze laze al hezek re'iyah. Now, edim come forward and they testify that one of these two shchenim, ex-partners, was mochel. That there's no need to build a wall. It's okay that you can see me. I'm not going to demand that you make accommodations and chip in for a wall. Mechila on hezek re'iyah. That's what the Rush is discussing now. Not chazaka, But mechila, but the Edom testified directly to that effect, that one was, they were mocha each other in this case. They were mocha each other, al hezek ri'iya. Says the Rosh, shuv ein yecholim lachzar bahen. Then, once that's a given, the Edom come forward and testify that they were mocha each other, then there's no basis afterwards to make a claim for building a wall. Ein yecholim lachzar bahen. But the Rosh is now bothered by why that is true. And that's what's going to be the rest of the Rosh. In other words, the Chora, why can't you be Chozer? The Rosh brings what you have in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. When it comes to a person who gives permission to someone else to do an act of Hezek, to be Mazik their property. So we have in the Mishnah there in Sadi Days, I believe, in Bava Kamma, the case of Krak Susi. So the Mishnah says, it's actually interesting, just if you ever look up the Mishnah, the first part is in Yonah Dioma somewhat. The Mishnah in Hachovel starts by talking about the halacha of Bakashas Mechila. We know from Yisach de Yuma, you have the whole, at the end of Yuma, the Indian of Bakashas Mechila. You also have it here in Bava Kamma at Sadi Beis. Even if a person pays whatever the payment, the boshas was, he still has to ask Mechila. And also, if the person is asked, he should be forthcoming, not to be an achzari. That's part one of the Mishnah. That he shouldn't be an achzari to be moch. It should be moch of someone who asks for mechila. Part two of the Mishnah is what we're discussing. Ha'omer sameas eini kata'as yodi shvoras ragli chayiv. The person says, do this hezek to me, to be chovel in me, and whatever, aver. That doesn't give the person exoneration from having to pay. But if he says, al menas liftor chayiv, if he says mefurish, and if you do it, you won't have to pay, that counts for nesinas v'shus, that absolves the person of paying the tashumin for that hezek. That's as far as chavala. As far as hezek is concerned with the property, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Kara es ksusi, shibor es kadi. So he says, yeah, go ahead, be my guest, rip my shirt, break my bottle. Chayiv, he does it. That, no way did I say you'll be pater. Hey, you want to do it, but you have to pay, right? But amenas liftor pat. He says, and you do it, you won't have to pay. So that's a nesinas v'shus that counts to absolve the person from have to pay tashume nezik. Now the Gemara explains more the details of this, but that's not for us right now. These are the words of the Mishnah that we need to know. There is an idea that the person who's a nizuk has a right to offer mechila in advance so that the person who causes hezek will not have to pay. But the Rosh explains and assumes that this is only true if the reshus is still intact. If he changes his mind before the person acted, or even in the middle, as we'll see, the Ksos brings that out, then anything that gets done subsequent to that by the Mazik requires him to pay. So the Rosh is now bothered by, how could I have just told you that if Edom testified that once upon a time the Shutfin were mocha each other, Hezek Re'ia, so that means it can't be Choza, and now there's no basis to be Toveya, the Kosel, L'chaira, we know that the case of Kraksusi allows a person to change his mind. If he does, then the person who does the hezek does have to pay. And the Rosh is now going to give a chiluk and an answer, but let's just read the kasha. Fek the Rosh. So he says, Shuvin yichon lachzer behen, if the Edom testify, machalu, afa pisha omer l'chaveh Kraksusi u'shvar kadi. Again, in the way the Mishnah put it, almanas liftor, but again, the details are for the sugya bava kamma, tzadi gimel. So the halacha is yochel lachzebo, the yischayev chaver be'ezeko achas shechazebo. So we find over there that nesinas v'shus is not locked in. The person can give v'shus, kozman, the v'shus is still kayam, he hasn't been chozer, then the guy's pater. But if he's chozer, then the person would be chayev. So why am I saying over here in yochel lachzebo? Now, let's just, before we give the Rosh's teretz, L'chaira, just from here alone, I think it should be obvious once again, to reinforce the point from yesterday, how the Rush understood the Chiyuv Kosel of Hezekiah and Davbez and Baba Basra. We had one Mahalach, it's Harchakas Nezikin, as it applies to requiring a Kosel. But the point is, there's Hezek called Hezekiah. And that's the basis for the Chiyuv Kosel. The other way to think about it was, it's the halach of tikkun of shchenim, that they come together, they have mutual benefit in having a wall, that they shouldn't look at each other's affairs, in the same way you have that on Dav Zayin of the Beis with regard to the Rishus HaRabim people looking in the Din of Beis Shar. Rabbi Zalman's idea was that's the Din of Dav Beis, that's why Dav Beis, that's why it's not important, Perikol Yachbor, he said, because it's not the halacha of Harchakas Nezikin, it's a new halacha like Dav Zayin, which is in Perik Rishon. No, so yesterday we medayik from the first part of the Rush, that the Rush is discussing the issue in terms of Hezek and the issue of the mazik each other, therefore it's not can establish a chazaka. Here further, the Rush is saying that there could be a mechila for Hezek Re'iyah with Eidim testifying, and they can't be chozer, but wait a second, when it comes to Krak Susi, where he said Krak Susi and then he changes his mind, the person's chayiv. So why over here can it not be chozer? Both say, if the issue over here were about the din of Beis Shar, it's an obligation for everyone to chip in for what's the tikkun of everybody. So what's the discussion? What's the kasha? What's it to talk about? The mochel, the obligation. We have an obligation to chip in for a kosel. So a mochel d'chiyav mamon. What's it to talk about? There's nothing to talk about. What kind of analogy is it? Krak Susi? What's bothering the Rush to begin with? The whole issue doesn't start. The Rush has a problem because L'chaira, the Mechila over here should be no different than the Rishus given for someone who says Krak Susi, but he changes his mind afterwards. And then the person would have to pay. So how did the Rush understand what's happening here? That there's a mechila is an asinus v'shus, that you can be mazik me with Hezek Re'iyah. The Rush is going to give an answer, which we'll read soon. But seemingly, when the Rush gives the answer, the Rush is not changing the whole template about what exactly is this Chiyuv Kosel all about. He's not changing it 180 degrees to say it's a Chiyuv Beis Shar. That's not what the Rush is going to do in the Tarot. He's going to say something important. Why Mechila here is locked in. But for the fact that the Rush is posing the question, the fact that the Rush is bringing an analogy from Krak Susi, seems like we're in the world of Harchakas Nezikin, and you have a Hezek that you're causing through looking at the other guy. And the other guy is Mochel, seemingly, what does that mean? You have a right to be Mazik me. What happens if I say you have a right to be Mazik me, Krak Susi, the Pater, but then I change my mind, so then you're Chayiv. So here too, the mochel means what? It hasn't happened yet. What am I mochel? Presumably the Rush is assuming now. What am I mochel? A mochel, the Indian that you have rishus to be mazik me with Hezek Re'iyah. So over there, I have give you rishus to be mazik me, but I changed my mind. Now you have to pay. So now too, the Edom can say that we mochel each other a year ago. But now I'm insisting that you build a kosel, and the mechila of yesterday doesn't work going forward. It only works so long as it's still kayim. I'm still holding to that rishus that I gave you. So why would it be en yechon lachzer? That's the Rush's kasha. Why, again, to emphasize, why are I to understand our Mishnah from the perspective of Dav Zayin on the days that it's an obligation, a chiyuv mamon, that everybody has to chip in for the kosel the same way they have to chip in for security of the city, or for Beis Shar, which is to the tikkun of all the people because of the Hezekiah of the nation. So it's an obligation of money. So there's nothing, the kasha doesn't start. The entire halacha is defined, the whole paradigm of that base is one of a chiyuv mamon. Why can't it be mochel chiyuv mamon? Once a mochel, there's no chiyuv mamon anymore. So what shaykh is that the Krak Susi? Krak Susi is about rishus to be mazik. And Dav Beis is about halacha to mishtate for the tzorech of everybody. So what is the Rush even asking? There's nothing to even discuss. What is there even to bother the Rush? So the Rush clearly, once again we see, is thinking about the Chiyuv Kosel in terms of Hezek and you have to accommodate not to cause hezek. The hezek is called hezek re'iyah. Says the Rosh, mechila will work for hezek re'iyah, that you can't be toveya, that accommodation in the form of a kosel, once you already granted mechila, one to the other, mechila was granted, no longer can you be toveya, the building the kosel for hachakas nezikin, right? For hachakas nezikin, you can't be toveya that anymore, once you already granted mechila. Fact the Rosh, wait a second. You granted the right to the person to be rip your garment, but you changed your mind. He has to pay. So here as well, I changed my mind. So you understand clearly, the Rosh is obviously thinking very much in terms of Chokas Nizik, and that's, otherwise there's nothing to discuss. So now, yes, go ahead.
Even if we say that it's also Shkenim, if we say that the community had like a kinyan and an agreement not to be mocked on this, and they want to be closer on that agreement, this idea of like chazaka still be relevant?
We're not talking chazaka. There's two issues. Chazaka, lechayra is also not shaykh over there either, but we're talking about mechila. Mechila certainly does work. The base shar halacha is not subject to chazaka. That was part one of the rush. That's what was already from part one of the rush. But at the same time, base shar is certainly subject to mechila. If everyone in the everyone signs a document or gives their word, makes a kinyan, that whether it needs a kinyan or not is a shayla mechila, but to all formally be mocha the chiyav mamon, that we are going to live here without a beis shar. So finished. Of course it works. Of course they don't. No one can come tomorrow and decide that they're going to collect. Everyone was mocha the chiyav mamon. There's a chiyav mamon they have on each other, a shibun mamon that they have to pay for the beis shar, which is going to benefit everybody. Of course they can be mocha. But that's not about Hachokas Nezikin, that's about the tikkun of the chatzah. So then, of course, there's nothing to even discuss. Now, the Rush is going to ultimately say, as we're going to read in a second, that it does boil down to Chiyav Mamon of the Kosel. But again, understand well how to read the Rush. What the Rush is now going to do for us is he has to explain it in a nuanced way. The Rush is not doing a 180-degree turn and redefining the fundamental building blocks of the Chiyav Kosel. But the Rush is allowing that the mechila here will absolve the chiyuv of the kosel based on hachakas nezikin, because the hachakas nezikin translates here to a chiyuv mamon. But the mechanism is still what we said before. The mechanism is hachakas nezikin. But it's different than krak susi, as the Rush is going to tell us, because here there's the accommodation and how the Hachakas Nezikin plays out is a Chiyav Mamon. And therefore, the Mechila can take effect on the Chiyav Mamon, and then everything else falls by the wayside. There's no longer to be a Hachakas Nezikin anymore. Let's see how it reads inside. So again, effect the Rush. It's clear? Im yesh edim shemachlu al hezek riya, shuvin yichon lachzeben, afo bi sha'omer chaber kraksusi vishrokadi yichon lachzebo vishayel chaber vizek rachat shechazebo. Shiny hacha the tvias mamon yesh beinayin. Here it's different. There's a chiluk here. Again, it's not a totally different world, but it's different because here tvias mamon is not just about the tvia is don't be mazik me. Every potential person that the other with her can be mazik has a claim, so to speak. Don't be mazik me. So to respond to that is you have rishus to be mazik me. Here it's more than that. There's a tvias mamon. You have to pay for the kosel together with me. Each one has a chiyuv to contribute to building the wall. Vahavi kimo shenischayev lo mamon umacha lo alav shezacha b'mechilasa below kinyan. So it's the equivalent of Reuben owes Shimon $100 and Shimon therefore is mocha the chiyuv. You don't owe me the money anymore. So what the Rush is really saying is not a total about face. I don't see in the Rush any evidence that he's totally transforming the whole pshat of the Mishnah, but he's tweaking it. He's saying, but the point of the tviya of Hachokas Nezikin in our Mishnah is not just about you can't be mazik me, you have to pay to make accommodations for that. Therefore, the mechila can take effect on the chiyav mamon. What the Rosh is implying, therefore, is once the Chiyav Mamah disappears, then it's no longer Tvi'as HaChakas Nezikin either. Because the Tvi'as HaChakas Nezikin, that claim that you have to not be mazik me, is not just the abstract, don't be mazik me, but do something to fix that situation, and therefore I have a monetary claim over you. If there's a monetary claim that the that Hefek Ria brings with it, in the case of two people, Shnei Shutvin Sharasel Atzis Mechitza, then the Mechila can relate to the Chiyav Mamon, that's the outgrowth of that Tvi'a of Harchakas Nezikin. So therefore, the Mechila, unlike Kraksusi, where all the Mechila is doing is saying, you have Rishus to be Mazik me. Well, so long as that Rishus is still there, he doesn't have to pay. So long as I retract that Rishus, as soon as I retract it, you have to pay. Whereas over here, the Mechila can lock in because it can relate to the Chiyav Mamon. So it's a very interesting Yisod that the Rosh is saying. Baruch Ber, in the first two pieces of Berachah Shmua, both Aleph and Beis, Beis is a little bit, he says, in a more, yes, a B or B, he likes to emphasize the Chidush and the Kuda and the Rosh's Teretz. He says, Kasav Rosh, reading from Siman Beis here, Siman Aleph is more of basically the same point, but he emphasizes, Lo Dami Le Kraksusi, Davik Moshin Schaiv, Mane Umachalo, the Hesper Hadvarim, says, the shiny, and this is going to take us to Perak Beis in a second, Ko dini harchokos de mechiltin de reish perikul yachpor. Harchokos nezikin it is, but there's a shinoi, very important difference between the harchokos nezikin as applied to Dav Beis and harchokos nezikin as applied to Perak Sheni. Shaydi ko dini harchokos nezikin harchokos de mechiltin de reish perikul yachpor de hasam leka chiyuv mana elochiva karkafta de gavra. Karkafta means on the person, coming on the person. On a person's skull, so to speak. In other words, you have an obligation not to do what you're doing that's going to cause hezek to the guy next door. So that is it. It's not a chiv mamon, it's a chiv harchok. Avo gabi kosel hanis chayiv mamon vin ishtabdu nechasav lasas kosel. And we'll see more about this in Daf Dalet and Daf Hey in terms of more about this idea. Let's imagine Afgamina, Gabi Harchokas Dolo Yachbar, Asa a Nizik Harchok. Let's say the Nizik, the guy who's affected, does, he distances it. Vade lo yischayv ha-masmich l'shalim lo kimo Gabi Kosa. There's no longer a chiv for the guy on the other side. There's only a chiv tashlumin. It was only a din ha-kakafta de gavra. V'chihir chikhavero lo shayach litvom minam din shli. There's no basis to come. Maybe midinene, mahana, okay. V'alkoch midin chiv harchokam ischayv koli. Now we'll see how to deal now with Chazaka of Perkel Yachbar. That's the Ksos, so we'll come to that. But there, the Chiv is a Chiv Archaka. Masha Eknu Gabi Kosel, the Berega Zud, Shemachalk in a Chartz, and the Shtabit Golasas Kosel. Now, I think without stating it, he's indirectly being miyashiv a very important kasha that Rabbi Chanan Vasserman asked in Kovetz Shiurim. Let's speak it out. He doesn't directly say the kasha, but I think he's answering it. Rabbi Chanan asked a very simple kasha. The mechila, you're telling me, is chal on what? Why is it that they're not mechoyev to build a koso anymore? If the Edom testified it was a mechila. Because the Mechila took effect on what? Well, on the Chiyav Mamon the Kosa. So he asked a simple kasha. Yeah, but that's the past. But right now, in the here and now, there's Hezek Ria from now. So what gives him the right to get away from building together the Kosa right now? You're mazik me right now. No, there's continuous Hezek Ria. So you want to say the Chiyav Kosel for all the Hezek Ria that took place until now, so that was a Mechila on the Kosel until now. So now it's past that time. Now we have Hezek Ria in the present. So where is that? And now the Rishus is no longer here. I'm insisting on a Kosel. So where are we losing the tvias koso for the here and now for going forward? That's what the Rashi doesn't spell out. Seemingly, if we're correct that the Rashi still is acknowledging that there's a halacha in the Mishnah based on a chokas nezikin, they have to build a koso because hezekriah means you're being mazik the person by looking there. So just because we can explain that there was a mechila on the chiyah mamon on the koso, but that's until we are right now. But right now he's continuing to be mazik, and I'm not giving you a shush to be mazik further. So like, let there be a new chiyah of koso now because of the hezekriah of now. Everyone hear the kasha? That's Kovitz Shurim's kasha. No, if there's hezekriah in the present. And the future, so let there now rooted in the reality of right now should be a chiyuv kosa, and mechila can work for the chiyuv kosa of now. It can work for the chiyuv kosa that was existing as of when we broke up the shutfis and a year ago or a month ago. But what about the fact that right now I should be able to make a claim against you for hezekriah and therefore pay me for the kosa now? Let's go together for the kosa now. That's his kash. So I believe that B'toch HaDvarim here, you have the answer. That Chiyuv Kosel that takes effect, that Chiyuv Mamon of the Kosel takes effect when they separate. That Chiyuv Kosel is for the Hezekriah of that minute or the Hezekriah of then L'Olam Vo'ed. It's not like there's a new chiyuv kosel that's mechuyev that arises that generates every single day or every single tkufa. There's a chiyuv kosel for hezekriah, the hezekriah of now and the hezekriah. Okay, we had the issue in the rush about whether you can, you know, to what extent you have to worry about what's going to happen later. It's going to fall down. Okay, but that's a separate discussion. But the chiyuv kosel is one chiyuv kosel that's rooted in the fact that there is hezekriah now and beyond. To what extent you have to be attacking for the future, or can we rely on Shoftim Ba'aretz? That was the machokas that we discussed. But once there's a mechila chal on the chiyuv kosel, you can't now create a new chiyuv kosel because of the hezekriah of now. The chiyuv kosel that existed that you've been mochel is for hezekriah, period, going forward. Rabosai, you hear what I'm saying? In other words, Rav Chanan was understanding that. Good, you're mochel the chiyuv kosel, the mamon. But what about the fact that right now I you're mazik me, so now make a kosel for that for now. But no, and again the lesson here was gabi kosel is chayim mamon ishtav nechasav lasus kosel. It's another lesson before when they separated. He writes, at that moment, that's the moment of truth. The moment of that the Machalk the Chatzer, that's what sets in at that point because of Hezekriah. Nishtabe lo lasas kosa la'olam. Nishtab the Nechasav lazeh. That's the giveaway. That's, I think, how he's circumventing this kasha. That moment, that the Machal Tachatz and Nishtabid Lulas, that's how the Hezekriah translates into the Chiyuv Kosel for now and beyond. Not a new Chiyuv Kosel that's going to come later. Lasas Kosel Ra'olah, but Nishtabid Nechasav Lazeh. In Cain, Chal Bazeh, Din Mechiloso, Al Ko Din Hamazik Shalom. Vahavi Shapir Mahani, Din Mechil, Al Ko Chiyuvo Shalom Mazik. Velo Havi Zeh Rab Nesinas Vishus. So what is Baruch Ber saying? Kraksusi, the mechila of kraksusi is called what? It's nesinas reshus. Nesinas reshus can be granted. Nesinas reshus lahazik can be rescinded. Once the nesinas reshus is rescinded, the person is liable to pay for the hezek he causes. So says the Rashi, l'chori here as well, there were mochel. It's nesinas reshus. But now the chozer from the mechila. So why isn't there a chiyuv kosel afterwards? Just because it was mechila yesterday. Says the Rush. Not that the Rush is changing the whole paradigm from a chokas nezikin, but he's saying, but here, the Archakas Nezikin is not just about that. It's Archakas that translates into a Chiyuv Kosel at that moment because of Hezek Re'iyah. The accommodation must be made that you're obligated to pay for the wall together with the other. For that, you can have Mechila. Therefore, it's not just a heter Rishus Lahazik, it's also Mechila Mechia Mamon. Says Rav Chan, good, but what about now? There still has a Kriya now. So now you should have to pay for the Kosel because it has a Kriya in the present. I think the answer is no, it doesn't work that way. The Chiyuv Mamon for Hezek Re'iyah is all, the point of origin is the point where it starts, when they separated. And the obligation of the Kosel to take care of Hezek Re'iyah is the Hezek Re'iyah going forward. And once that Chiyuv Mamon is forgiven, that debt is forgiven, there's no obligation now to have to build a Kosel anew, because right now there's Hezek Re'iyah. The Chiyuv Mamon for Hezek Re'iyah, that's the moment is when they originally started, when they separated. And therefore, the Mechila took effect, and therefore can be rescinded because the Chiyuv Mamon is waived, and therefore there's nothing to deal with at this point for Hezek Re'iyah. Because the Hezek Re'iyah is not just the Rishus LaHazik, it's a Mechila on the Chiyuv Mamon. So that's a new Yisod that comes out of our Mishnah. Again, it is a Chokas Nezikin Mitzad Echad, but it's a Chokas Nezikin that's not just about being Marchik, like Perek Sheini, it's a Chokas Nezikin that translates into a Chiyuv Mamon, that he's Meshubed to pay for the Kosel. Therefore, says the Rosh, Mechil will work. This is a Chor, the Pashat Pshat in the Rosh. What's still difficult, Rav Moshe? What's still difficult? Where does Exos come in over here? What's the difficulty still? Yeah, Rafi. So now, let's deal with Perek Sheni. The Rosh skirts the whole issue of Mechila in the second parak. Now we have a problem on our hands. Why? Because the Rosh makes clear that if the Mechila is not about a Chiyuv Mamon, Mechila is about a Rishus granted that you could be Mazik me. Such a Rishus can be rescinded. And if I rescind it, then you're liable. Kraksusi. What's our Mishnah is different because it's a Chiyuv Mamon. So where does Perek Yachwer fit into this? Namely, the Gemara says that with the exception of Kutro Beis Hakisei, Tafchav Gimel, the first part of the Rosh reference that, Yesh Chazakel in Zakin. A person can become Muchzak to be able to be mishtamesh, even though it's going to cause hezek for the other guy. Now, you can have a situation where I'm putting something in your rishus, a sulam, or whatever it might be, like the later cases of the third parak, and the zayin and ches, and if you said nothing for however many years, whatever, 3 years, good, and then I can keep it there, because it's something permanent, you said nothing, but it could also be something like Perek Yachbar, what I'm doing in my Rishus. But what I'm doing in my Rishus, my Tanur, my Elon is Mazik your Bor, Mazik your whatever, your wall of your Bor, whatever it is, my Ishtamshus and my side of the border is going to cause problems for you. But if I'm doing it for a certain amount of time and you said nothing, I establish a right to continue doing it without having to make any accommodations. How does that work? Seemingly because Rishus is granted. But what happened? He doesn't want to give Rishus anymore. How do I continue to maintain the right to do what I'm doing with a Mechila on your part? How do I establish a Chazaka if we saw by Kragsusi that he could rescind the Rishus? And what the Rosh says in Dav Beis is obviously not the case in Dav. In Daf Chav Beis Chav Gimel, the sugyas in Lo Yachbar, because it's not a Chiyuv Mamon, it's a Chiyuv to be Marchik. So what makes our cases unique is that the din Achakas Nezikin requires you to pay money, so the Mechila is Chal on the Chiyuv Mamon. But in Perek Yachbar, it's not a Chiyuv Mamon. It's a Halacha to be Marchik, however many Amos, whatever. So why can't I establish a Chazaka? All I did was I granted you Rishus, so long as I granted you Rishus, but if I take it back, I took it back. Who asked the Kasha? The Ksos's brother. The Kuntis Hasvekas, I think it is. He's quoting Yehuda Kohen. It's his brother, Kuntis Hasvekas. V'achi harav hamuflag, Rav Yehuda Kohen, hiksha bazeh. V'inyan cheskas nizakin. V'chol mar kid isrei, meaning what is cheskas nizakin? Ein chazako nizakin bekut beis hakise. Other than that, cheskas nizakin can be established. How much? What kind of chazaka? Savlanos le'alter, means that he's mochel, gave him the right to use it. Umishim deshasak machil, you have to know how he was kona, whatever, but he was that right away, or becheskas gimushanim, or betayna, shekana mimenu. And the question asked by the brother of the Ksos is, this chazaka le'nizakin that you can have in the cases in Lo'yachpor, lama eino yochel lachzor. Okay, everyone here, kasha. Why can't the person be chozer from the rishus that apparently had been granted based on his silence? The halamaze dome, le'omer kraksusi ve'ipater. The imkvar kilkel, if he already did the ruining, pater, came into asa b'shusa. If I had a right to do it, I'd have to pay you. Avo imadayin lo asa, umoche biyado shelo likroa, avada yochulim chos biyado. If he hasn't done it yet, then he could stop him. Vafium kvar hischa likroa, umicha biyado shelo kalko yoser, mechoy v'shayim ashekalach. Everyone has the ksos, by the way. So that's, the point is that if he stops, he says in the middle, I'm not letting you do it anymore, and he continues, he has to pay. After all, what does it mean, kraksusi? Was I makning you the beged? It's as if you're ripping your own beged, that's why you don't have to pay. Is that the pshat? What does kraksusi mean? I was makning the beged to you? No, it's my beged. Gave you a shus to rip it. And with that, I'm mochel, the have to paying for the hazard you caused on my beged. If I tell you in advance, you have the reshus, then an act of being mazik with his permission doesn't incur a chi of mammon for the mazik. Ein nosin lo sabeged matana. El mochel lo nizokav, yachalim chos to lazik yosef. So once I say stop, he has to stop. He keeps going, he pays. Uke ein zeh, kasav harash vei perek hashut, fin simin beis. So says the Ksos from his brother, the Imkain, Niske Shchene. Niske Shchene. The low Shaykh high time. What time? What's high time? The time of what? Of the rush. The rush took care of that base. What's the rush's answer? How come the Mechila and that base remains intact? Because the Mechila took effect on the Chiv Mammon of the Kosa. But that doesn't make sense in Perek Shein. So then, Miske Shein, Amai Eni Yochel Arzer. Ubishlam Acheskas Tashmishin, if it's about using your wall, for example, or cases at the end of the third Perek, so then you could say, Kana'o L'Tashmisho. So then, the Mechila gives him the Kinyan in the very thing itself that he's using, my wall, whatever else. But Nis, that's cases like that. Nis, that's Cheskas Tashmishin. But Niske Shchenen, where I'm in my resource, doing my thing, and I have to be marchit because I can cause you damage, but I establish a chazaka, your mochel. Shekoyacha b'shalom mishtamesh, u'mochel lo al nizakav sheyaziku achaka, lomo yuchel achzavo. Says the Ksos, a very interesting approach. What's his teretz? And nearly bazeh, the cheskas nizikin, eino mishum mechilas hanesek. It's not mechilas hanesek because that could be rescinded. El mishum dahachi dina de niske shcheinim. This is the halacha internally of niske shcheinim. Came into inu mazik mamish biyadayim. The halacha is since you're not mamish biyadayim, what you're doing will cause eventually damage on the other side. Therefore, you have to do accommodations to be marchik. But the halacha is kosha amad beheter mahani. Let's say I was there first. Like the case on Daf Chafeh with the Elon Kadam, and the Elon is going to make problems with the bar on the other side. So if I was there before you brought your thing there, then I don't have to move. You have to move if you want to be not affected. Kosh Amad Beheter, Amad Ben means I established myself there before there was another problem on the other side that's going to be that's going to be caused. Kosh Amad Beheter Mahani, B'tzorach HaNisagach HaGezatzmah, K'mo B'Elon Kadam. Says the Rosh, that's what we have over here. Now, granted, it's not actually that the Davar HaNizek wasn't here. But it's the equivalent of that. The Davar HaNizek is here, but the person who owns the Davar HaNizek says, I grant you permission to have your thing there and not have to pull back. Now he rescinded his permission. But the permission that was granted is no worse than if the one thing wasn't there and then the thing appeared. So now there's a matzav where there's hesek that's resulting, right? But I had my foot in the door. I was here first, before you got there. So once I was here first, quote unquote, because you gave me reshus, now I don't have to move later either, even though you changed your mind. Let's take a look. Again, whatever the taina is, if it's a mechila per se, where he's acquiring the rights to be able to have it. Hari omad b'shus. I have the schus to be here. Not to have to move, not to have to pull back, not to have to distance. Because you gave me reshus. The afagav the omad amazik achashoy davar izik, even though my placing what I did in a physical sense, geographically speaking, was after your thing was there, it's not really omad b'shus, it's not samach b'shus, it's you were there, but it's the equivalent. Kevin shemachalo okanu minei hare b'shus omad shoachas. Being allowed to keep it there is the same thing as having it there before you brought your thing there. In other words, you were there first, but you gave me b'shus. Once I had reshus, then I can keep it there afterwards. The same way if I was there before you were there, I can keep it there when you brought your thing. So if my reshus was granted to me, then my reshus remains intact, even if you changed your mind. It's unique to lo yachpor. Again, kraksusi, so long as I didn't change my mind, you pater. If I change my mind, you chayv. But here we're talking about the dynamics of niske shcheinim. And this Geshchenim has the caveat of Omad Rishus, Samach Rishus, without distancing. And then once you come later, you have to distance, not me. If you granted me permission to be here without distancing, then Mimela, I can stay, even if you changed the mind, because I had the moment that gave me the right to be here. So it's a specific teretz for Lo Yachpor. Who has to do the distancing? And he says, even if you go with the shita that the Omad Beheter is only specific by the case of Elon, that's the case of Omad Beheter in the physical sense. But here it's even better. Everyone should agree. Avo hecha da omed b'shus ha-nizik m'mechil o-shtika o-de-kinyin v'adi ma-hanilei afilu omed b'tzavach ha-nizik achakach don't be mazik me anymore. I never granted you more than that. Tzavach ha-nizik ha-hachik kim ena mazik b'yadayim. Again, I'm not mazik b'yadayim. It's only that what I have here is going to cause problems on the other side. Once I had b'shus from you, b'shus adif mi b'heter. Heter might be not so pasha, maybe only by Elon, not by the other cases. But the case of a shush, that works all the time. Now, what's the question that you're thinking? Chayra, as follows. Chayra, if this is the answer for Lo Yachpor, Rabosai, tell me if I'm right, I'm having to you, yeah. Maybe then the Rush knew this, right? The Rush understood Lo Yachpor, right? That Lo Yachpor is different than Kraksusi. Kraksusi, you can rescind, and then he has to pay. But Lo Yachpor is a Chokas Nezikin. Hachakas Nezikin is a kal of Samach Beheter. So the equivalent of Samach Beheter is Rishus, right? So the Rush knows that. And yet, Rabosa, yet the Rush asked the Kasha Daveis that when it comes to Chiyav Kosel, we know them, the Edom, that they were Mochu each other. So then in Yechon Lachzor, and the Rush has a problem with that, the Rush has to give an answer with the Chiyav Mamad of the Kosel. What's bothering the Rush? We already proved from the earlier part of the Rush, and even this part of the Rush, that the Rush is thinking of that days in terms of what inyan? Hachakas Nezikin. And the Ksos already explains here that when it comes to Lo Yachpor, Hachakas Nezikin has a simple way to distinguish it from Kraksusi, right? What is Hachakas Nezikin? You have, once you're there, Beheter, once you have Rishus Sha'achas, so then there's no reason to have to change anything, even though he changed his mind, I'm already locked in because I have Rishus, right? So why not just take that same answer that the Ksos gave for Lo Yachpor that therefore you can establish a chazaka by Nezikin based on the principle that the Ksos has set out for us, and use that, plug that into that base, and then the Rosh has no kasha. It's different than Kraksusi. Kraksusi is a right to be mazik, so I took away the Rishus, so you have to pay now. But over here, Harchakas Nezikin, we have a principle that once you have permission, Sha'achas, I don't have to do anything to accommodate afterwards. I already have Rishus. Everyone with me? Then what are we missing here? We explained the Rosh, that the Rosh is still thinking in terms of Harchakas Nezikin. And he had a problem here from Kraksusi, because we're talking about Harchakas Nezikin, we're talking about Rishus Lahazik. So why can they not change their minds? The answer is, the rest is a whole teretz, because the kosel is a chiyuv mamon. But then what do we do with the perek oyachbar? That's not a chiyuv mamon, that's a chiyuv of Harchakas Nezikin. Says the ksos, oh, that's because samach beheter works, so giving rishus is equivalent of samach beheter. So he had rishus, so now he can stay. No, so then say the same thing in that base. So what did the Rosh have a problem in that base? So the same fact that they were they were giving permission to each other, that the mocha has a kriya, so it should be like samach behet. Is that ikasha? Sort of.
Essentially. Part of that was also like, I don't really understand necessarily Ksos, how he equates heter and rishus. It doesn't seem so simple to me.
Okay.
You consider the only reason that meaning when he gives you explicit heter, it's dependent on him still giving you that heter, where if it's mimela.
No, so the heter means that the davar hanizik did not exist yet. The bor was built after the ilan was here.
In that case.
So at the time that I planted the ilan, there was nothing out on the other side that's potentially going to get harmed.
Right.
So once that's true, even though you built the bor later, I have no reason to have to change anything, move anything. So the Ksos says, in the same way that if, geographically speaking, there's nothing there that's being affected at the time that I started, I planted myself, I put myself there doing what I'm doing, says the Ksos, even if the thing was there physically, but if you, who owns that other thing, has said to me, I made, or we understand that there was a mechila or the kinyan that I can keep my thing here, that is the same as samach beheter. That means once I gained that right to be there, then that allows me to stay there afterwards too, even if you decide to change your mind.
I'm suggesting that in that second case that you explained, it's the fact that we pretend that it's as if it's not there is only because you gave your consent for that to be that way. Whereas in the case by Kadam by the Elon's there first, it's because it doesn't actually exist.
Okay,
why they
okay. But again, the Ksos is conceptually it's the same. In other words, if I have a right to be there, be it because there's no Dav HaNizuk, or be it because you granted me rishus to be there, so that right that I have, that my foot's in the door, I'm here, I have a right to be here, be it because of that, or even, so it's even better over here, because it's even better than the Dav HaNizuk, because the Dav HaNizuk could come. Here, your mama said you can stay. You have a right to do it. So once I've established that right, that remains the olam void. You can't, that's specific to this geshchenim of Perek Yachbar. So my kasha is Rabosai. No, so why did the Rosh have a problem here at that base? So Rabosai, I think this is going to be very good in terms of how we thought about this back on that base. I mean, on that base, but in terms of how we will nazbir the Mishnah. Why doesn't that work for the Mishnah, for our din? Who can give me a svara? Why, in fact, is on that base, if we're thinking Archakas Nezikin? Rabosai Zalman was right. It belongs in the second parak. Granted, it's Archakas Nezikin. But why is it on that base? And why can't we use Ksos's logic of Samach Beheter over here? What distinguishes the Harchakas Nezikin of that base of Hezek Re'iyah from Harchakas Nezikin of all those cases on the second parak? That's true, but something even before that. Not just the evocation, but it's really a derivative of something else. In Perek Sheni, what is it that's causing the problem? My usage of whatever it is, the tanur, the ilan, even chalon for purposes of having the window, is a shtamshus. There's a shtamshus. I'm doing something on my side of the board. But my shtamshus infringes on your rights. And that's the discussion in the second parak. So if you want mishtamesh, you have to distance yourself, you have to do it under certain conditions. Here, hesek ri'ia is a derivative of what? Of being mishtamesh or being or just being there? Just being there. Being there without a wall, there is inherent in that case, it's hesek ri'ia. Does anyone suggest that I have to leave my house? No. That's the point. That's why the accommodation is to build a kosa. So whatever you're going to gain from samach beheter, you have already. Because I have a right to be here. But that's hesek ri'ia. Therefore, what do I have to do? If I want to be here and I don't have to leave, what do I have to do? Build a kosa. So the kosa is not going to help me on that base. Because the samach beheter I have anyway. And I'll probably going to have to build a kosa anyway. Because I have to be here. But the halach is hesek ri'ia, so he has to build a kosa. So the Rush knew the answer to the Ksos, knew that in Perek Yachbor, it's different than Krak Susi because it's Samach Beheter, it's as if he has, once he had the right to be there, he can be there. Here, I have a right to be there. No one told me I have to leave my house, but they told me I have to build a Kosel. So now, if there was Rishis granted to me Mazik, he could take it back. And you can't use Samach Beheter because I anyway have a Heter to be here. Says the Rush, but in the Hanami, but the very fact that the accommodation was build a kosel, you have right to be there, but build a kosel, machila can take effect on the kosel, on the moment of the kosel. So the very distinction that makes that base unique as distinct from Bo Yachpor can also help in a different vein to solve the problem. So we really have three different arenas here. We, in terms of resource, so to speak, that's granted. We have Krak Susi, which is simple mazik, the Adayim, that you could say you have permission to do what you're going to do on my baguette, and if I say that, Kozman, I didn't change your potter, but if I change, you're chayv, and I can rescind that. We have the Loyachper scenario, where if I gave permission, so that's locked in, and I can't rescind it because of the Ksosisvar, because once I gained a foothold to be able to be Mishtamesh, so then you can't tell me to have to be marchik and make accommodations. I have a right to the mishtamish already. You gave me reshus. You changed your mind, but I have a right already to the mishtamish. I can continue doing it. And we have davbeis where, again, it's hachokas nezikin, but as translated into a chiyuv kosel. I have a right to be here, but I have to accommodate the fact that I'm imazik beri'ia, therefore I need to build a kosel. So the Rush had a problem. After all, so they're mochel, fine, but now they're not mochel. So they took away the reshus to be mazik. Says, and you can't say samach beheter. I'm here anyway. I have a right to be here. No one's chasing me away, but I have to build a kosel. So how come he can't be tovea now for the kosel? Just because they were mochel. Says the Rush, they were mochel the chiyav mamon because the chiyav is the chiyav mamon. Rav Chanan says, but what about the fact that right now there's hesek ri'ia, so there should be a nuchi of kosa because of the hesek ri'ia of the present? So we answered, maybe the lashon of Berech Shmuel is mashma that way, that the chi of kosa is all derived from the moment that the hesek ri'ia begins to be a problem, and the tikkun is a tikkun for hesek ri'ia now and forever. And therefore the chi of mammon of the kosa can be waived, and in which case there's no nuchi of kosa that's going to originate from a new hesek ri'ia that's going to come later. The hesek ri'ia problem is fixed through a chi of kosa, you forgo the chi of mammon, there's no longer any basis to be toveya for the kosa after that. I think that's how we would lay this out in terms of the range of what we're discussing. Krak Susi on the one hand, the cases of Chazaka ben Ezekin on the other hand, Loyachtor, and how the Rush is bringing all this in terms of our Mishnah. Again, what emerges, I think, after everything, though, is it is our Chokas Nezikin, but in a different kind of a way. It's our Chokas Nezikin that translates to a Chiyav Mamon, the Bechil can be Chal and a Chiyav Mamon, but that's again that the Rush is discussing in terms of the nitty gritty. Questions? Comments? Suggestions? Crystal clear, right? Everybody. Tano, yeah.
Can you ever just repeat why the Ksos wouldn't have to make the distinction between the first paragraph and the second paragraph? But wouldn't that also be obvious to the Ksos' brother?
Yeah, but the Ksos' brother was coming from a different angle. And until he gave the terrors that he gave, he said, I understand the Rush as he answers Davbeis, but that's not going to help in the second paragraph. He's coming in the other direction. We turned the tables. Now, we read the Ksos, and we said, okay, good, so then let his answer work for Davbeis. He went the other. He was machadish the teretz because he says the Rush gave a teretz to distinguish chi of kosa from krak susi. But how is the Rosh going to explain, how are we going to explain the second parak to establish a cheskas tashmish and cheskas nezikin? So he comes up with the Vara Samach Beheta. So we say, no, Samach Beheta. So why Samach Beheta shouldn't help us in that base? But the answer is that when we think about it, it's not going to help because I anyway have a right to be here. But I have to build a koso. Says the Rosh, that's the point. So the Mechila is on the Chiv Mamu. Okay. We'll do a little bit of Yom Kippur. Okay, let's break this down.